That's right. It is time for the good stuff. And you know what? I've got a piece, ladies, specifically. I really want you to pay attention here because I've got a really good piece coming your way. So stay tuned. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports and award-winning columnists. So much you want to get subscribed so you get your publication coming to your house. In the meantime, go online for the latest stories, sales reports, and updates. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, well, their job, their mission, is to give you information about Cherry County and the Valentine area so that you want to sit down and go to visitvalentine.com and plan a vacation. So, can we entice you by saying international dark skies, one of the first in the Northern Hemisphere? How about that? How about a national Niobrara Scenic River or some of the greatest golf in the Sandhills and in Nebraska? Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Ladies, are you ready? This was submitted by Suzanne Schultz of Valentine. So appreciate when she sends something because it is always good. This she got from the Babylon Bee. Ladies, sometimes you just have to tell your husband a really long meandering story involving people he doesn't really know doing things that don't pertain to him. The important thing is knowing when is the right time to do it. We are here to help wives everywhere by giving you the following list of perfect times to interrupt what he's doing to tell him a story. The last 2 minutes of his team's playoff game. The tighter the score, the better. Or when he turns his nightstand lamp off and lays his head on his pillow. He wouldn't do those things if he actually wanted to sleep. On a transcontinental flight, it's not like he can go anywhere. And another one, when he's halfway out the door to go hang out with the guys. You can also try stopping the story to do something else and make him wait for you to come back to the story. Another good tip. And more tips of when to tell your husband a long story. As soon as he's holding something incredibly heavy, make sure you don't start until after he has already lifted it, though. That's very important. When you can tell he needs to go to the bathroom. Hearing you out is far more important than urgent bodily functions. How about when he's got the burglar pinned down and he's screaming at you to call 911? Save your longest stories for moments like this. I just have a couple left. Anytime he asks you what you bought at Target today, by the end of your story, he won't even remember asking you. And the last one, right after you finish telling your last long story. Everyone loves a good sequel. And don't worry, he'll be happy to listen to your long story in any of the situations listed above, even if he doesn't show it. When are other ideal times to tell your husband a really long story that seems like it doesn't have any point or ending? Email me. Let me know. KimHBurch@gmail.com. Thank you so much for sharing those, Suzanne. And remember, you can share your funnies or great stories, poignant stories, KimHBurch@gmail.com.
Well, here's a few truths about life, okay? It is 100 times more difficult to burn calories off than to refrain from consuming them in the first place. I'm not sure I agree with that. I have no willpower when it comes to that stuff.
When it's there, it's hard to refuse.
If you're talking to someone you don't know well, you may be talking to someone who knows way more about whatever you're talking about than you do.
That's true. Imagine that.
Got to know the difference. The cheapest and most expensive models are usually both bad deals.
That's interesting.
Everyone likes somebody who gets to the point quickly. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Cynicism is far too easy to be useful. Every passing face on the street represents a story every bit as compelling and complicated as yours. Another truth about life, whenever you hate something, it hates you back. People, situations, and inanimate objects all included. People embellish everything, as a rule. Another truth about life, those who complain the most accomplish the least. Putting something off makes it instantly harder and scarier. And one more of those today. Nobody knows more than a minuscule fraction of what's going to be going on in the world. It's just way too big for any one person to know it well. So keep that in mind as you go through the day. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.